It is not self-centered. It is not concerned with what's in it for me. It is patient and it is kind. It is not jealous and it is not boastful. It gives. God is a giving God, and we are like Him when we give. We're not like Him when we take. Now, here's a picture of what it looks like when we fail to love relationally, kind of like what Chinedu talked to us about this morning. Here's what it looks like when we take relationally instead of give. In the New Testament letter to the Ephesians, Paul writes this: "So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. If you are a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hands for good hard work, and then you can give generously to those who are in need. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say, on the other hand, be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them." You see, we can give and we can take with our words. "Do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger, harsh words and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior." One of the things that Christmas reminds us of is that God is a giving God. And when we give relationally, we are like Him. When we take relationally, we are not. When we take relationally, we are manipulative, we are controlling, we are critical, we are narcissistic. That means just simply believe the world revolves around us. Excuse me. Christmas should remind us to be people who give, not just of our stuff, but relationally as well. And here's a picture of what it looks like when we give relationally. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. "Since God chose you to be holy people, He loves you, holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults. I'm going to read this slowly. "Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony." Biblical love gives, as we celebrate love this morning. Like God, it gives without conditions. Let's look back at the source of love on back to John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved." God is the source of love. Here's how the Apostle John describes God in 1 John 4:16. He says, "God is love." Now, He doesn't say God loves. He said God is love. He doesn't say God loves us. He says God is love. Leon Morris, an author, puts it like this in a book that he has written on love. He says this: love is God's essence in nature. More than God loves us, but he is love in all that he does. Love isn't one of his activities, like ruling. God is love implies that all of his activities are loving. He creates in love. He rules in love. He judges in love. All that he does is an expression of his nature, which is love. God is love. Do you know what that means? That means that his thoughts toward you and his intentions toward you, because God is love, his thoughts toward you and intentions toward you are always and ever thoughts of love, intentions of love. You know, I was we were praying before the service and reminded, I love Christmas because one of the things that it does, it just reminds us of stuff that we forget, don't we? And Ralph was praying for us this morning, and he prayed about what the incarnation says about the love of God for us. Do you know that God, very God, became a human being like you and me because he loves us that much? And if God would step down from heaven and become a man, what does that say about our value to God? He could not love us any more than he has shown us by sending his son Jesus into the world. Never ever think, kids, never ever think that God doesn't love you, because he does. Always. Always. And his love for you is not based on whether you deserve it or not. Because you know what? We don't. His love for us, his love for you, is based on who he is. As I said a moment ago, it flows out of his nature for you. Romans 5:8, it's shocking. Paul writes this: God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. Who deserves God's love? None of us do. And yet, because of who he is, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. You know what we deserve? We deserve to be separated from God because of our sin. But because of his great love, he sent his son to pay the penalty for our sin. And this leads us to the third thing we see in John 3:16, the object of his love. For God so loved the world. Now, the world encompasses every human being that has ever been born or will yet be born. And that includes every one of us. It is you. God loves you. The Son of God was sent into this world, born of a virgin, a man and yet God himself, to die on the cross as a substitutionary sacrifice for our sin. This is the great news that the angel declared to the shepherds outside of Bethlehem that we heard read to us from Luke chapter 2 this morning. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." I guess that means the world, don't you think? "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And finally, we see the purpose of God's love in John 3:16. That whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. The Bible teaches that after death, there are only two possible destinies. We either perish and are separated from God forever, or we have eternal life in his presence. This is why Jesus came on that Christmas morning. Our salvation does not depend upon the good things that we have done. It doesn't depend on what we have done at all. God is not some celestial Santa Claus keeping a list of who's naughty and who's nice. Our salvation requires faith. And faith, again, is the anchor for love, just as it was for hope and for peace and for joy. Faith in the truth of John 3:16. This is what our salvation depends upon. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." Merry Christmas. Father, we celebrate this morning, this Christmas Eve, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We celebrate the gift of love. We celebrate, Father, the salvation, and it is indeed news of great joy. So, Lord, make us givers, we pray. Let the good news of Christmas just transform our hearts into those who are more increasingly like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.